Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A coalition from Alaska titled Southeast Conference was chosen, which is comprised of coastal Alaska regions, including the Kenai Peninsula, was one of 60 finalists announced for the U.S. Economic Development Administration's $1 billion Build Back Better Regional Challenge, which aims to boost economic pandemic recovery and rebuild American communities, including some that have been grappling with decades of disinvestment. The Build Back Better Regional Challenge provides big investments up to $100 million per grantee, and the 60 finalists were chosen from a pool of over 500 applicants and will each receive a grant of $500,000 to further develop their proposed projects. Tim Dillon, executive director for the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District, told KSRM the goal is to develop a viable and sustainable mariculture industry.
We got together and tried to figure out what we could do for mariculture. As you probably know, the Southeast has really developed some things. They're probably a little bit ahead of where we are in the Kenai Peninsula and Prince William Sound and Southwest. So what we're trying to do is see whether there was an opportunity for us to enhance mariculture. And when I mean enhance, a lot of the mariculture folks, they're really cottage industries right now here on the peninsula, instead of being full-blown 12-month out-of-the-year things.
Dillon said that the deadline for Phase 2 is March 15th, 2022.
We'll be able to put together a very, very competitive package, and hopefully we will be one of the 30 that get chosen to be fully funded. And we are asking for $50 million out of the ARPA funds to be able to create a mariculture industry here in Alaska that winds up being another key revenue stream.
And we've got more details on this posted at our website at radiokenai.com. ConocoPhillips Alaska announced Tuesday that the Greater Moose's Tooth No. 2 drill site in the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska achieved its first oil production under budget and on schedule December 12th. This is the second project in the Greater Moose's Tooth unit in the Northeast NPRA on the North Slope and is located 8 miles southwest of GMT-1. GMT-2 is a satellite development of the Alpine Field and is connected to the existing Alpine Production Center. Ryan Lance, ConocoPhillips Chairman and CEO, in discussing bullishness over the next couple of years, was asked in September by Bloomberg Markets and Finance on his level of confidence of business in Alaska.
When you look at the operations that ConocoPhillips operate in Alaska, we've been there for nearly 50 years. We do it right in Alaska. And it's really important to the state. All our stakeholders are supportive and behind what we're doing up there. A federal judge on the Willow Project asked a few questions. There's a remedies, there's solutions to those, and we're working through those and make for even a more robust permitting process that we've already been through on the projects that we're developing up there. And I remind people that we've got a project coming on at the end of this year called GMT-2 in Alaska. We've reinstituted a number of rigs that are drilling up there, and we're still operating and still investing capital up there that's very, very competitive in the portfolio.
GMT-2 has a 14-acre drilling pad, an 8-mile gravel road, and pipeline facilities connected to the existing infrastructure. The pad is planned to have 36 wells initially, with capacity for up to 48. Peak production estimated to be at 30,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day, and the project costs approximately $1.4 billion gross, including construction and drilling expenses. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.